Now, along with that audit is really focusing on your skills. And so you want to do the assessment and the audit of the organization, but then you want to do an assessment and an audit of yourself. So a self-assessment, and really hone in on the skills that you are currently using in the role that you're in, and decide on which skills that you have that you actually want to use in the next role. Welcome to the Career Scoop Podcast. I am your host, Ebony Joyce. I help corporate professionals find and secure successful careers in record-breaking time using my proven framework. I'm on a mission to not only reduce burnout and overwhelm in the career search, but also in life. This is a school where you don't want to miss not one class, so be prepared to be schooled. Class is now in session. Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 16, the second episode of 2024. I'm so excited and I can't wait till we get to episode number 20. Don't ask me why, but I'm looking forward to it. And no, you can ask me why. They say that only 7 or 10% of podcasts reach 20 episodes. And so we're going to hit that with no problem. So stay tuned, but right now we're going to focus on episode number 16. I hope that your new year is still off to a great start. I'm actually recording this podcast ahead of schedule, which it's, again, one of my goals, not for the year, but for the podcast, is to make sure that I am recording a little more ahead of schedule. So I'm recording this episode on December the 31st. Right before we go and head out to our New Year's Eve dinner together. So I decided that since this was something that I had already written about, and just with everything going on, I decided to let's just hop on and talk about this now, why I'm really excited to do it. So here we are again. I hope that as we're into 6 and 7 days into the new year, that you have kept up with whatever your goal is. I don't make resolutions, but I do make goals, and I don't set my goals necessarily for January. I do set a few goals, but New Year's for me is like my birthday. It's like the start of the new year for me, right? Yeah, but I do make a few goals and I'm still flushing those out. So I'm giving B minus work right now when it comes to my goals and what I wanted to have accomplished before the clock strikes midnight tonight. So there are going to be some things that are going to still be on my to-do list that were from last year, but that's okay. I'm aiming for progress, not perfection. Let's talk about what we're talking about today. And I know a lot of you are going to be looking to make a switch, a pivot, or a quit in this new year. And so as we talk about that, I wanted to just get you in the minds. I wanted to talk about it because I know for many of you, while switching roles is something that you want to do for the, and it may be like, I'm just going to switch roles. I already know what I want to do. But for quite a few of you, you don't know what it is that you want to do. So while you want to switch or you want to pivot, but you don't know how to do that because you don't know what it is that you want to do. The thing that you're doing right now is not the thing that you want to do. And so what do you do when you don't know what to do? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you have not got your pens and paper ready, please do so, because this is the Career School Podcast. And so we school you here. And so just like in school, you need your utensils, you need your materials. You got to write down. So we're going to follow an exercise today. All right. Are you ready? I hope so. All right. So let's get into, I'm going to talk about 4 to 5 things you need to do before you can, if you are in this place in your career where you know you want to make that switch, pivot, or quit, but you don't know what to do. Okay. I'm going to refer to the IDEAL framework, which is a framework that I use in my signature coaching program, the Career Clarity Accelerator. And I refer to this framework back over in episode 6. So we'll make sure that we drop that in the show notes for you to refer back to it. So you'll hear me mention it throughout various places throughout the episode. But The first thing you want to do is when you're thinking about making that change, but you don't know where to make that change, is before you do anything, I want you to first pause. I know that some of us think that we have to make this change at the beginning of the year, but you don't have to do it right now. And especially if you don't know what it is you want to do, I would much rather wait for you to take a pause and do an assessment and follow this exercise first before you decide on what you want to do, because the last thing you want to do is jump into a new industry, career, or a new role, and it is not the right role for you. And then 6 to 9 months down the line, you find yourself looking for another position because you've made a bad career decision. Okay. So that's the first thing, is just take that pause first and foremost before you even get started. But if you're going to decide to get started and it is something that you want to do, then the thing that you need to think about and start with is your mindset. Okay. And the reason why we want to start there, and you're like, oh my gosh, do not tell me to journal or do any of those things. But the reason we want to start with our mindset is truly because we get to points in our career when we're looking for a job search, it does become difficult, especially in today's market. It is an employer market. So it may be a little more challenging for you to find a role. You may not find a role in the first 2 weeks, may not find the role in the first 2 months. So making sure that you have your mindset in check and that you have really checked in with yourself is going to be important, because while job searching is simple, especially if you're following our framework, it may not always be easy, right? And so I want to make sure that you've done that work mentally first, that just because you're going to get the no's, you're going to get ignored, all those things are going to happen and it is okay. And so just for you to really recognize that first before you even get started. And I mentioned that because like we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have rejections are going to happen. And if you prepare yourself ahead of time, you're going to be okay. So that's the first thing, is to really get into a space in your mind where you're ready for what comes in. And some things you're not going to know. You're not going to be prepared for everything that comes. And I know for some of us, we're like, we don't know. This is going to be hard. This is going to be challenging. I don't know what I want to do. Just check in with yourself, be kind to yourself, give yourself some grace, and it will, I know for all of us, like we faced challenges before. So getting in the job market and looking for a role is not going to be the most difficult thing we've done. It will be a challenge, but we all have done hard things, and I know you can do hard things. And so this just may be another hard thing that you will do, but this too shall pass. All right. So after mindset, the second thing I want you to do is an audit. This is going to be a career audit, and this is going to be do an audit of where you are in your current role. And so why you should do an audit is because for many of you, what you're doing in your role, there are some things, there's the actual work you do or the environment, but there are some things about the work that you don't want to do in the future. But if you don't take inventory, if you don't take an assessment of what those things are, you will end up back in that same environment, back with that same toxic boss, back in that same doing work that you really don't want to do, even though you may be great at. You will end up there again because you did not take a moment to pause and say, what is it that I really want to do? So in this career audit, you're going to take inventory of a few things, but a couple of questions I want you to ask yourself is what about my current role do I like? I know there's something about the role you like. It may not be a few things, may not be all the things, but I want you to take inventory on what are the things that you currently like that you do. Once you've figured out, you've given yourself time to think about what it is that you do, now ask yourself the question, what do I not like about the current role I'm in? And this is not just the skills, the day-to-day work. This is not like you just pull data. I don't want to do the reporting to the boss. I don't want to do the data analysis. I don't want to do the project management. So even when we talk about things you don't like, we want to get even granular and deeper than that, right? We want to talk about, what does your drive look like? What is your commute? What is your compensation? What about and this is where I'm going to use the ideal framework here a little bit. So what about the impact that you have? And when I talk about impact, I want to talk about a few things, right? One of those is being able to Does your voice matter? Do you come to meetings? Do you come to the organization with ideas and your ideas are heard and implemented? So that's one question when we talk about impact. Do you like the work that you do? Are you making a difference? Are you in a industry or are you in an organization where, hey, I work with kids and I feel like I really make an impact on their lives. I work with seniors and I really feel like I make an impact. I'm in the pharmaceutical industry and I know that the drugs that I work with, we're saving lives. Are you in healthcare and you're saving lives? Are you in manufacturing and you're creating something or you're a part of making a difference in some type of way? So this is when we talk about doing an audit. Start with the impact that you make. Another question you can ask yourself is the development. Am I growing personally and or professionally? Environment. Am I in a toxic work environment? Do I get to work around people who I enjoy? Do I get to work in an environment that is conducive to me thriving? Do I have all the necessary tools needed in order to do my job on a daily basis? Those type of questions, right? And then you want to think about your flexibility. Do I have the flexibility? Do I have a certain level of autonomy in the work that I do? Am I at my desk at 8, out by 5? Am I working 60, 70 hours a week? Is there that flexibility and the autonomy and control day to day that I have? Do I get to really do the work that I want to do when I want to do it the way that I want to do it? And as long as it gets done, it's not an issue. I'm not being micromanaged. No one's coming to my, sending me emails all day, pinging me all the time, asking me for updates. So things like that. And then the L in the ideal framework is for leadership. How are you leading your team? If you are a people leader, what does that look like? How is your relationship with your leader? And how do you have one-on-one meetings? Do you feel like you're being supported? Do you have conversations and skip level meetings with your directors and managers and higher ups in the company and being able to have conversations with them? So on and so forth. So these are just some of the questions when you do your audit that you want to think about. And you do want to allow yourself some time to think about this, because again, you want to make sure that you aren't making a move before you really assess where you are. Now, along with that audit is really focusing on your skills. And so you want to do the assessment and the audit of the organization, but then you want to do an assessment and an audit of yourself. So in a self-assessment and really hone in on the skills that you are currently using in the role that you're in, and decide on which skills that you have that you actually want to use in the next role. See, the thing is that because we are good at something, we may do those things, but those are not necessarily things that we want to do. And so maybe you want to go into a new role and the skill sets that you're using in the current role is not the skill set you want to use in your next role. So you want to take audit of that so that when you start to do this search, you're not trying to say, oh, I'm a jack of all trades. I could do all these jobs. And then you make your job search much more overwhelming and much more time consuming. And you start getting many more rejections because you haven't honed in on the skills that you actually want to use, the skills that make you an expert. Again, you don't have to pick the skills that you don't want to use. You get to really utilize the skills that you're good at, but you also want to do. I think a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough credit to really pick skills that we have, but ones that we also want to use, right? Maybe you're good at Excel, but you don't want to be a data analysis and then analyze data all day. Maybe you want to focus more on your project management skills. And that is the skill that you want to utilize in this next role going forward, right? So number two is all about doing those audit and doing a self-assessment. Okay. All right. Number three is all about thinking about how you want the next role to fit in your life. See, I think a lot of times we allow our jobs to, we take on positions that we allow for them to take over our lives, and then we just fit our lives within our careers. But you have to find a role that is really more conducive to your lifestyle, right? So if you're a new mom, what does that mean for you? If you're taking care of your elderly parents, what does that mean? If you have younger kids, like there are so many things, just your day-to-day life. How does what you do really fit? How does the role fit into your life and not trying to fit the role into your life. I think I said that. I want to stress how much, and this is, again, speaking about the ideal framework, but I'm just being very specific here, and the environment in which you're looking for to go into in your new role. You have a particular lifestyle. When we talk about lifestyle, we're talking about even compensation that you want, need, and deserve. But what type of environment have you been in? What type of environment do you do best in? What type of environment do you feel like you would need to thrive in? So you really have to hone in on your personal goals when you think about what do you want to do next? This is where you want to take some time and understand. Think what we do is we take jobs and we don't think about the longevity of our career. We're just taking the next job. So this is your time to really think about what do you want to do long term and how do you want this next role to fit into your long term plan? Now, I know we're like, oh my gosh, I'm just taking a job. I'm not thinking, but you have to think about, listen, some of us are going to be working about 20 more years, maybe 25, 20 to 30 more years. So some of us are in our late to early, a lot of my listeners are in their mid 30s. And so some of you are going to be working 30 more years, maybe till you're 65. In this economy, who knows, right? But 65, right? Retirement age. And so for you who are going to be working 30 years, you still need to think about what is your overall arching career goal, right? Like your goal is not to just to, maybe it's to be a CEO, maybe it's to be a director, maybe it's never to be in a point of leadership. You want to be an individual contributor, but each role still should play a part in the overall goal of your career. So you really want to think about how do I want, even though you don't know the role, how do you want this next role to fit into your life? How do you want this next role to fit in to your overall career plan? Your career plans will change for sure. None of our plans are ever going to stay the same. We can say that we want to be a director or a senior director or a VP or a chief executive officer or any of all of those things, right? And then life happens because life will life. And then, hey, I knew at one point in my career, I wanted to be X, right? And then you grew as a person. And so as your personal values change, so do your professional values. And so the things that you thought you wanted to do, you no longer want to do. And that's okay to get to that point. But what we do want to make sure that we're doing is that we at least, our career plans are all wrote in pencil, right? We can erase them, we can scratch them out, we can ball them up and start over. We get to continuously start over and create the life that we want to create. So it is very important that you really get to a point where you understand how does the next role fit into your life and your life and your lifestyle. What does that environment need to look like in order for you to be able to thrive? What type of organization does this mean that you want to work with or you want to work for? So I'll just do a recap. So number one is going to be our mindset around going into a new role. We know we don't know what we want to do. We have to get our minds in a place where they can get on board with some of the changes that we're looking to make, because rejection will happen, denial will happen, things, silence will happen. All of these things will happen, right? So we got to get our minds on board with that. The second thing you want to do is to do an audit. An audit of where you are, an audit of your skill sets, an audit of where you want to go. So that is number two. Number three is all around the environment and the lifestyle that you need in order to be in an organization that is going to be conducive to the lifestyle that you want. So that is number three. Yeah. So I just wanted to break those down really quickly for you. And so again, before you decide to go into this, answer these questions that I ask. Like, take a piece of paper and go through each one, mindset, do your audit, and then talk about the lifestyle that you have and you want and the environment that is going to, you're going to need in order to thrive and continue or to create the lifestyle that you want as you move into this new role for the new year. Again, this is going to be one of those episodes that you don't have to listen to just at the beginning of the year. Anytime that you're thinking about making a change, this is going to be an episode that you can come back to, because these are always going to be the questions that you get to or want to even ask yourself before you make that change, is really figure out, one, hey, things may not go as planned. I know that. I am on board with that. I understand that. I accept that. And before I make that change, let me figure out what it is that I want to do. What is it that I don't want to do? Because jobs that you don't want to do will come up and you get to say no, you do. And the job that is for you will be for you and you get to say yes. That is great. But again, once that does happen, you want to make sure that it fits in with who you are as a person, what you want to do, because we want to pick environments. And I'm honing in on environments a lot here, because especially if you are in a marginalized group, we want to pick environments that let us be who we are, are okay with our lifestyle, whatever kind of lifestyle that you may be living, right? It lets you show up who you are and be your true and authentic self. And so if we get into situations where we're not in our environments that allow us to do, we will be back in the job market much quicker than we thought. Okay. So this is your exercise for the week. Do the assessment and then reach out to me and let me know how you felt after you did this and what questions you still have, or how did this help you to decide on, hey, I know what I want to do next now, because this is in the, even if you don't have job titles that you want to look for, you at least know the skill sets that you want to utilize in the next role. And knowing the skill sets will allow you to then figure out what type of industry you want to be in, right? Knowing the lifestyle you want to live, knowing the environment that you want to be in will help you decide what industries you want to be in. Because I was getting ready to wrap up, but I want to say a few things. Every industry is not going to be conducive to the lifestyle. Every industry is not going to have that environment. And so an example that just popped in my head is for people who say, hey, I live a lifestyle where I travel a lot, I have young kids, and I really don't want a lifestyle that allows me to work 40 hours a week is great, but I can't be in a lifestyle that in an environment that's requiring me to work more than 40 hours a week that doesn't have systems and processes in place yet. So maybe working for a startup is not a good thing for you, because you're like, hey, when you come into a startup, you're going to be a jack of all trades, a master of none, 40 hours a week plus is normal. Wearing multiple hats, not having procedures in place in some aspects, like they're still in that startup phase. So things are always changing. So if you're one of those people who feel like, for me, I need to be in an environment where things are always consistent, then a startup is not going to be the best thing for you. You may want to look at another industry that allows for you to have more stability, that things are in place. So maybe being in a government is a better option suited for you. And it could be vice versa. Maybe you've always been in an environment where things are just so strict, and you want to go somewhere where things are much more fluid and allows for that flexibility. So going into a startup may be wonderful for you. So these are the things that I want you to think about. And as you do, reach out to me on Instagram, send me a DM. If you're on Facebook, reach out to me. If you're on, send me a, write in the comments and let me know your thoughts as well. And then of course, if you're on LinkedIn, I want to hear from you as well. So send me a message there. And I want to just say that I hope that, again, your new year is off to a great start. We're going to have a wonderful year together. We have many more episodes, and I hope that you find and have found this episode to be most helpful to you as you are trying to figure out what it is you want to do next, but just not sure where to start. Okay. I am going to let you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that you have a great and wonderful day, and I will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening. Like what you heard so far and want to take this work deeper than the podcast and work with me privately, one-on-one, then book a free sales call by clicking the link in the show notes below. Or you can visit www.nextlevelcareer.co/coaching. If you've enjoyed your listening experience, share this episode, then leave a rating and a review. Until next time.